As a warning about this file, it creates several changes that you should know before going in. This file is not for those who fear the dark. This file is not for those who cannot change their eating habits or who do not wish to change their eating habits. There is a recommendation on supplements which will increase estrogen in the body and decrease testosterone. There is a transformation portion which is designed to make you both desire and work towards a feminine form. As long as you accept this, then please continue listening. This file is designed to help you accept things about yourself. It'll make you accept things that perhaps you have not been ready to accept before. This file is not meant to be a just-for-fun file. This file will change your view on yourself. It will help you realize these little things about yourself. Little things about better grooming and better maintenance. It will teach you to walk better, how to act better. Some might call this girly or feminine. But you just need to think of this as natural. My voice and the power of your belief will make the inner truth into reality. If you are not okay with embracing your feminine side, then please turn this file off now. But if you are ready to embrace true facts about yourself, then just start to relax for me. Find a nice position and just lean back. Laying down and letting my words work on you. So as we begin here, what I would like for you to do is to just let yourself relax. Make sure whatever position you are in is one you are comfortable with. Just close your eyes and feel how nice it is to be in this comfortable position. Some place free of distractions. No one and nothing to bother you. This should be a nice dark place, a place that gives you solace. Pause this file if you need to while you find this quiet place. All right, now all you need to do right now is keep your eyes closed and listen to my words. You may already know what we're going to be doing in this file, and that may make you excited. That's okay. Be excited. Let your body feel how it will, and let your mind think about my words. Only consciously focus on my voice. The only thing you're focusing on is my voice. There is nothing else around you but my voice. The only thing to worry about in the world is my voice. All you are focused on is my voice. Letting my voice guide you into the trance that you want. The trance you came here seeking. Now, as you listen to my words, I want you to think of the numbers I say. These are very ordinary numbers, but when you use them together, they become extraordinary. The numbers you need to think of are the numbers I say. The numbers I say are the numbers you think. And those numbers are 4, 2, 6. And these ordinary numbers you will find can be quite extraordinary. Let us start with the number 4. When you hear the number 4, take a deep breath in for 4 seconds. You want to fully fill up your lungs. Expand your chest as if it were a balloon. When you hear the number 2, you will hold the breath for 2 seconds, getting all that oxygen into your body. and when you hear the number 6, you will exhale, exhaling all that air, letting all your stress, all your worry, all your concentration go out with it. With every time you hear 6, it gets harder and harder to think, harder to focus on more than one thing. But that's okay. You have no worries. You know you will be fine. You're going to be happy and relaxed. All you need to do is breathe. 4. Two, hold. 6, exhale. 4, 2, 6, 4, 2, 6. Harder to think. Blank. Hearing my words. 4, 2, 6. Only thinking of my words now. Nothing. Completely in trance. Continue your breathing. Focus on it. It's so hard to think of more than that. Impossible to think of more. Just breathing and my words. Now you are going to go deeper, to let go of the world around you completely, to fall totally into this trance, knowing that all these words are in your head, knowing your thoughts cannot make you do anything you would be uncomfortable with. You are safe, relaxed, falling deeper with every word. Think now of your feet. Your feet just laying there. Think of how they feel now. And imagine how they will feel with lotion against every inch of them. Rubbing between your toes, over the sides, down to your heel. Softening the skin as it goes. Rubbing that lotion up to your legs, feeling it rub away hair and dry skin. Just running lotion up your body and imagining how smooth and soft your skin could be. How nice this would make you feel. Imagine how pretty you could be. How pretty your hands and wrists will be with lotion. Rubbing it into your palms, over your wrists, and up your arms. Each pressing, each cool feeling of your soft, smooth palms pushing the lotion in makes something ever so clear to you. For you see, not all lotion is the same. And the lotion you use is the kind you might see a girl use. The kind that makes skin so soft, so relaxed, and so gentle. Smooth, nice skin. Your skin can feel this way too. And as you imagine this feeling, you begin to realize something. The more you feel the lotion, the deeper your trance will become. The softer your skin becomes, the more powerful my words as your thoughts are. You know there are great many things that will make you trance deeper. And only by falling down now, even deeper than you already are, will you learn these things. And you do want to learn how to make your trance so deep, so you can feel so soft and relaxed. But to feel soft and relaxed, you must accept that this is what you want. That this is who you will be. And what you must do to accept is to say, "I accept," after every sentence I say, starting now. Say, "You accept the waves of relaxation running over you." Say, "You accept all of these things that I'm going to say." Say, "You accept this feeling of relaxing, of being softer." Say, "You accept your own thoughts." Say, "You accept for this session that my words are your thoughts." Now I want you to imagine the softest carpet in the world. Imagine you are laying down on this soft carpet. You are in an empty room with nothing around you. It is dark in this room, but you begin to see shapes. You see triangles, squares, and strange shapes you do not know. They whirl around you, darker than dark, moving over the walls and floor. But you feel so relaxed. You feel even more at ease as you see them move. You feel the ground beginning to pull you down as if you were going to sleep. The world and the shapes spin around you. You feel your body sliding into the carpet, the softest velvet hugging you close. The shapes and the room are slowly moving away. Or perhaps you are sliding away from them, slipping into a state, a very special kind of trance. A kind of trance where only my words exist. Where for the course of this file you will be blank. You will be non-existent. Everything that you know, everything that you are, stays in the room. And your subconscious mind falls deeper. Your conscious mind will go to sleep. And your subconscious mind goes into the darkness. Your subconscious mind is such a good listener. But first, the conscious mind must go to sleep. And so it will. As I count down, your conscious mind will shut off. And your subconscious mind will be blank. Your subconscious mind will accept everything it must learn. And when I say gone, counting down now from 5, 5, slipping away. 4 into nothing. 3 falling asleep. 2 no thought, only sleep. 1 gone. Now I'm going to give you a phrase. It is a simple phrase, one that you will repeat, but only if you feel comfortable. One that you will use responsibly. And that phrase is, my girly form. And whenever you think, and only when you want, my girly form, will you feel every sensation, every suggestion you can remember grow stronger. It is okay if you cannot remember all the suggestions. Any suggestion, which is part of girly form, that you are not comfortable with, you will ignore. But when you think, my girly form, you will be reminded to practice your thoughts. My words, which are your thoughts. And if you ever need to stop being in your girly form, you will use 3 simple words. 3 words that have great power over your mind. Revert to normal. And whenever I say after this, revert to normal, you will stop following my suggestions. You will only begin following them again when you are ready to believe and to be in your girly form again. Now tell yourself aloud that you are ready. Say, my girly form. Very good. Now, your girly form is many things. And whenever I say your girly form is, whatever comes after will become your reality. You will strive to make it your reality. And I will teach you how. Your thoughts are my words. Now, your girly form is the desire to be soft and gentle. Your girly form is the desire to use of lotion. Lotion all across your body, rubbed in to make your skin soft. Your girly form is the desire to use facial cream to practice good hygiene. Your girly form is the need to use shampoo and conditioner to grow out your hair and tend to it. To use shampoo every other day and conditioner every day. Your girly form is the need to brush your hair, to be gentle and groom yourself. Your girly form is the need to eat healthy, to commit to a healthy, sustainable diet. You will consume fennel seeds and saw palmetto. They will make your form so much more girly. Your girly form is the desire to walk straighter and move your hips just a little more. To use your figure and enjoy the movement of your butt. To become more girly, you must study other girls. You will look at them, not as a man would, but how another girl would. Now, whenever you hear your girly form looks, you will adapt these changes to how you think in this trance. Your girly form looks at other women to learn from them, to adapt their desirable habits. Your girly form looks at girly fashion and emulates it. Your girly form looks for women's underwear, wearing it when acceptable. Your girly form looks to buy bras, wearing them when acceptable. The more you listen to your thoughts, to my words, the girlier you will become. My words become your perception. Your reality will adapt to my words. Your perception and others' perception will fit your desires. And so whenever I say your girly form desires, whatever I say after will become your perception. And you will strive to make it others' reality. You will strive to appear girly to others when it is acceptable. Your girly form desires to see your entire body become softer, to see it become more curvy, for your form to be smooth and sleek with womanly curves, natural curves, your girly curves. Your girly form desires one more thing. It is a very important thing, a thing that you must do, a thing that you will do. Your girly form, indeed, you yourself, should sound like a girl. And so it will. When you speak, speak from the top of your throat. Practice speaking with a higher pitched voice, saying things from the top of your vocal cords, saying things in a feminine way, changing your voice, feminizing it, because that is what you want. And it will be the most noticeable change about you. And every time you are told you sound like a girl, or every time you are called a she or her, you will feel a burst of pleasure and strive to work even harder on your desires. Every time your girly form is, you will know your girly form looks more girly. And every time your girly form looks more girly, you will feel happy. You feel happy to give your girly form what it desires. And every time you fulfill your girly form's desires, you will know your girly form is girly. If for any reason you need to stop being in your girly form, you will use those three powerful words. But for now, say your trigger. My girly form. Repeat your trigger. Now it is time for you to wake up.
It is time for you to leave this trance. To exit the darkness and remember your conscious mind. To remember who you are and to wake up. And with each number I count up, you will feel more awake, more steady, more aware. One, leaving the darkness. Two, exiting the subconscious. Three, awakening the conscious. Four, moving your body around. Five, awake and alert. This file was originally crowdfunded in Positivity Hypno. It has been fulfilled by Perpetuality on behalf of Kavidun. Thank you so much and have a pleasant day.